This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially. And without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Macaram, now at the end of last year, This is quite a mouthful, this name, by the way. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disabilities released an issues paper, or a discussion paper, I believe, on promoting inclusion. And I thought this was actually worthy of a conversation. And
Very worthy of one.
And we have approached the commission itself, and they've offered up Rhonda Galbally, who's one of the commissioners, to talk to us about this. Good morning to you, Rhonda.
Good morning, Taz, and good morning, Macca.
Welcome back. Welcome back to
it's
the show.
It's been far too long, actually, by the way.
Why haven't you made this happen earlier, Taz?
It's great to be with you again. Great.
Yeah. Rhonda, tell us about this this issues paper, and tell us a bit about what makes an inclusive society. Can you talk to us about what makes an inclusive society?
Well, it's being welcomed, and you could say, as a person with a disability who is LGBTQI, you know, into every part of Australian society. That in, you know, from really early on at school, you know, through to housing, through to community recreation, participating in dances and being able to go to the pub and, you know, really being, but it's more than just getting in. Of course, it is access, but it's actual welcoming and full inclusion alongside everybody else. And, you know, it's not only a human right, it is the best mechanism to start to really tackle discrimination. There's nothing like people being there to really challenge the fear that is the basis of discrimination.
So what are some of the barriers then to a welcoming society, welcoming people with disabilities?
Well, because I'm sort of suggesting that people getting there and being part of it, I mean, is the beginning of the change. I mean, I can talk about negative attitudes, but at the bottom of that is not people not meeting people with disabilities who are LGBTQI. Like, if you never meet anyone, if you never meet a person with a disability because they're all away and out of sight and out of mind, then you are going to have negative attitudes for something different and that you fear. So really getting there, and that means that physical access is important, really important, of course. And, you know, I can remember the late Stella Young, a marvellous,
yes,
you know, woman star of the disability, you know, rights movement. Stella used to talk about, you know, wanting to have an ordinary night out at a nightclub or get into a music venue, and it just sitting at the bottom of stairs, it being absolutely impossible to participate in what we think of as just ordinary life, where you should be able to be part of it. But the third thing is that it's more than that. So that's not enough. It's more than that. It's actually being properly included. So being respected, being treated well, being welcomed, you know, where people really do accept and include properly. So it's more than just getting there and getting in, and, you know, it's got to be including, welcoming. And then the fourth thing would be included in governance structures, included in, you know, how things are run. because that's another way to break the cycle, to get people with disability who are LGBTQI. That is also one way to really change community, to get them in or into governance.
And so, of course, Rhonda, for people who might be queer or who might be of a culturally linguistically diverse background who also have disabilities, it means that this becomes even more challenging for them to have to face, you know, barriers to inclusion at every step of the way.
Well, that, you're right to raise that point, because that's true Dink's intersectionality. I mean, it's intersectional to have a disability and identify as LGBTQI, but it's also, you can add to that culturally and linguistically diverse. You can add to that First Nations. So it's very important that all of that is considered. And, you know, in with the Pride Centre coming up...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Our new home.
There's been a lot of work done on that, you know. And so the first workshop on disability, I was fortunate enough to facilitate that, and that was tremendous to have that and to hear those views and build it in right from the beginning. And I think that's been the attitude all along. So, you know, hats off. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the outcomes of that, where people with disabilities will feel really welcomed and included, and where the attitudes in the queer community that might be, you know, like everybody, frightened, you know, not sure about accepting, that they get challenged. They've got to be challenged and they've got to be changed. And the best way to do that is to have people there.
So, Rhonda, with this issues paper, what happens to it now? I mean, it's you're trying to generate, obviously, public discussion, and you're trying to get views from the community presented to the commission itself. What happens to all of that now?
Well, all of that then goes into the thinking that will be then built into the next stage, which will be discussion papers that start to posit potential areas that might be might form recommendations. But there's a lot of other ways. So responding to the issues paper, that's one way. But another way that we collect a lot of information is for people to put their hands up to do what's called private sessions, which also give people anonymity. So it's also protected. But it's very powerful to have people come forward and present, you know, their own story of violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation in private sessions. And that would be really great to hear a lot more from LGBTQI people coming forward about that. There's another way, which is just to come together as organisations like Joy could make a submission to the Royal Commission, just straight through. And, you know, those submissions that come from organisations and individuals are just invaluable.
Rhonda, let's just go back a little bit. If one of our listeners wishes to have one of these private conversations, how do they do it? How do they go about setting that up?
Well, they go to the Disability Royal Commission website. Oh, yeah. I can give the email and the phone number, but you could go to the website, and it's very clear on the website how you indicate that you would like a private session. And also it's very clear on the website how to make a submission. So, you know, the Pride Centre might like to make a submission. There's a new national group of that brings together disability and LGBTQI, and they might want to make a national might want to make a submission. So, you know, later this year there's going to be a concerted effort to engage with organisations and groups in this space. But you don't have to wait for that. Like, you can get going now. It's really important we hear from this area, this group of people, because, you know, there's a lot of evidence that shows that there's, you know, quite a lot of serious disadvantage, really serious. There's some marvellous reports. McAlpha report, I think it was launched, I think you came, Pat, didn't you, to that?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
At Hares and the Hyenas, anyway?
No, I wasn't there.
You were going to come, that's right.
Yeah, he RSVP'd him and he didn't front.
There would have been a very good reason for it.
Yes.
If it's in my diary, it's very rare that it doesn't occur. A very rare thing.
That report is really wonderful and very worth reading. It's GALFA funded, and it was the Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society.
I think GALFA have recently changed their name, actually. I think they're now called the Pride Foundation.
Yeah, it was the GALFA at that point.
Rhonda, we're almost out of time, but before we do go, I'd really like you to just let our listeners know what the contact details are for being able to have a private session or to make a submission.
Go to the DRC website.
DRC.
And the Disability Royal Commission website. So everything's there.
Okay.
The email is drcenquiries@royalcommission.gov.au. But if you go to the website, you can deal with it straight away. There's phone numbers there, so if you don't want to email, you can phone. I can give out the phone number if you want me to.
I think having the website's probably the key to it.
So
if people just get into their search engine, whatever they use, and search away for Disability Royal Commission, they should get access to all the information they need. Rhonda, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you for giving us an update. I can't encourage people to have a look at this issues paper enough, really. I think this whole notion of what makes a welcoming and inclusive society is something that we all want to aspire to. And I think it's we want to see the back of things like division and segregation and separating people out. That's my personal view, of course. Rhonda, thank you for your time. Thank you for taking time out on Saturday morning to speak with our listeners and with ourselves this morning.
Thank you so much, Taz and Macca.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Very much. I'd like to see you in person soon.
Yes, come into the studio itself. I'd love to see you.
I will, yeah.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.